This podcast is brought to you by Saturday Avenue Productions, honey. Hi, everybody. This is Pamela Roxanne, and you are listening to The Pamela Roxanne Show. And I have two wonderful guests here today. It's Shelly and Bree, your favorite Hollywood mother-daughter duo. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm over here shucking and jiving, you know, living my best life.
And we over here still being quarantined, but it's all good.
And that was my next one. Are you having a safe quarantine? Everybody comfortable?
We're being as comfortable as possible. You know, we loving on each other a little more because we, you know, just sitting in each other's face a little more.
And that leads us off because I really want to know how you two started working together and how did y'all know y'all better together? And how did this happen?
How it happened, Bree?
Funny because I have a background in entertainment. I absolutely love entertainment. I love being on the stage. My goal was to one day, you know, have my name in lights, but life, you know, turns things sometimes and you end up doing something different. And it just so happened that my daughter, she ended up becoming a deaf culture merger, and she wanted to go on set to actually teach directors how to interact with deaf talent. And the idea came across her lovely eyes about possibly doing some type of a web series, and she said to me that day, hey, you know, you want to try to do a web series? And literally the next day, with us not even knowing anything about
a crew call.
Yeah, we put out a crew call the next day. We didn't even have anything lined up. She said it, nothing. She said it, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. And we jumped on there, and we have been soaring and falling and crashing and jumping and soaring and bursting ever since.
And crying.
Right.
And depressed.
So what would... Was this your first project together?
Yes, it was my first project, period.
Yes, and I have written a couple of projects, you know, that's still sitting to the side. So I had projects written, and I had done stage work and things of that nature. I worked for a television company, but this was my daughter's first project and then our first project together, yes.
What projects have you worked on before that you were sitting to the side? Or there's something that could be coming out soon?
You know what? I'm gonna say yes, even though I don't have any paperwork that says it's coming out.
I know that's right.
I'm not speaking into existence, but I do have a couple of sitcoms that I have sitting that really working with my daughter has inspired me to go back and to, you know, kind of edit them a little bit and spruce them up a little bit and get those out as well.
Okay. And do you find yourself working on comedies more, or what type of work do you like to do as far as film and acting and writing and those type of things?
Well, I'm not funny, so I focus on drama. I'm real into drama. I want to make you cry. I want to make you feel.
That's
on the other hand.
I have written comedy, and I promise you, I am not funny. But I have written.
You are funny.
That's what people say, but I kid you not. I am not funny.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what funny means.
That's
like,
true.
If you like go in front of a crowd and try to do comedy, maybe not. You might get tomatoes going.
And I'm going to slice that foot up and eat it. Yes, I am.
But like, in an interaction, you're very funny.
So, yeah, I have written comedy. I love drama. I love being able to write drama. I love being able to pull on the heartstrings. But I have written, I've written a couple of projects that I currently have, and they are comedy.
Okay. You guys are actually pretty funny together. Bree, you actually have some funny in you. I was watching y'all's Instagram, and guys, if you want to follow them, it's Shelly and Bree, at Shelly and Bree on Instagram, correct?
Yes, it is. Yes. And that's Shelly, Shelley.
I know that's right. Put that E where you want to put it, baby. I know that's right. And,
You know what I'm saying? Don't dismiss the E.
Yeah. So, I actually watched you guys talk about one of my guests that are actually going to be on Pamela Roxanne Week last week. You guys are getting this a week after Pamela Roxanne Week, but Chef Stu. You were talking about Chef Stu and Michelet.
Yes, yes. We had an opportunity to meet Chef Stu. I want to say, what, maybe like a couple of months ago?
Maybe about a month ago.
Like right before Rosa hit.
Right before we got shut down?
Yes. And he was such a pleasure. And just to see him in his zone and to see him whipping up that food, we had a chance to do a tasting with him. And, you know, and we left licking our fingers. You know, so it was amazing to be able to connect with him and meet him. We hope to be able to run into him again, you know, once we're off of lockdown.
I know that's right. Everybody is praying for the same thing. We all want to go outside. And Chef, you're right about Chef Stu as well. The food looks amazing. I've never had a chance to taste it, so I do envy your palate. But he's amazing. You're right.
Like the sticks, right?
Yeah, the signature are the sticks. And yeah. I tell you, don't accidentally, you know, stab that tongue on that stick because you're trying to get the last bit of the seasoning off. It won't be good for you. No.
Right now.
But them taste buds, I like it. What was it, the shrimp or something?
Yeah,
that was
like
so good.
It has lobster.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It was something else that was really good.
Okay, yeah.
And I ate it so fast.
Let me go ahead and, you know, wipe the side of my mouth right there. All right. We're back.
That's perfectly fine. And y'all can watch more of them interacting on their Instagram page and on YouTube. Is that correct?
Well, we don't really much on YouTube.
No, we don't do much on YouTube, but YouTube is where you can watch our web series. So we like to be a little more active on Instagram, where we can really connect with other people and connect with other artists. I think we've had some Instagram fun.
Yes.
You're supposed to be like, yeah, we did. No. Your part is over. I'll finish the interview by myself.
Y'all so silly.
You're fired. Yeah.
Not you can get that unemployment right now, honey. I'm telling you.
She's a pocket. She'll hire me again. I'll think about it.
So tell me.
Research, so I might hire you. Back. Yeah,
tell me about going to all these award shows that I see you guys at. How does that come about?
Well, we do red carpet hosting, and so we've had a wonderful opportunity to get onto the carpet of some amazing, you know, we've had the opportunity to do after parties for the awards and things like that. And so I think that has been so much fun to really step onto the red carpet to meet wonderful artists, to meet wonderful celebrities. I have really enjoyed being able to step out of the producer side and jump into the red carpet hosting. I really love, recently we were able to hit the premiere of 20s and Boomerang,
that was really, really fun to do that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward.
I think I like Boomerang more than I like 20s, the premiere
of it.
Yeah, I think maybe just because the ambiance was different.
Oh, yeah, I love both of them, though. It was just so much, you know, it was so fast. Everything was just moving so quickly.
Yeah.
It was a different ambiance, and I liked it the second go around.
But
usually anything the second go around
sometimes
is better when you do it,
because
you have that experience.
Yeah,
20
was our first time being there. Look, we
didn't start
it our own conversation. Go ahead, Pamela.
No, you good, baby. I'm learning. Because my next question, is there something that you learn off gate when you come in, like something you learned from your first visit that the public might not know?
As far as when we started doing red carpet?
Right. So if just Joe Smo off the street was to go to a red carpet event, what would they need to know?
You know, I think as hosts, and we're just coming into hosting, we got into it like literally probably
a couple of us before Rona.
Rona just came in and just, you know, decided to kick us.
Oh, yes.
But I think one of the greatest things that you can learn being on the carpet for us particularly is to keep your ears open. There are a lot of things that you can learn about the celebrities that you talk to, that you can learn about etiquette, you know, as far as being able to respect your fellow host that's on the carpet with you. And when you take time to listen, you really have an opportunity to get a better interview, because you've had a chance to see what's going on. You've had a chance to see the interaction with the celebrities. And so when they have a chance to get to you, you really, you're more prepared, I think. So I think the first time that we went on the carpet, we were just so, like, eager. It was like, okay, where do we go? What do we do?
But I think we fit into it. I was eager. I was like, okay, great. No, I wasn't eager at all. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. My part of I don't know what the heck I'm doing was kind of eager, like, yeah, let's jump into this. And you fell into it? No, I didn't. Okay, you fell down? Yeah. I was there to give you my hand, though.
Yeah, but you needed, no, when you had to leave me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, can I tell you, like, this really quick story?
I'm so stressed out.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back right back with that story.
Oh, my gosh, yes. You got to hear this, Pamela.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break. You get into the Pamela Roxanne playlist that are about to play right now. They're available exclusively on Spotify. You just type in Pamela Roxanne. You'll see a lovely cartoon of me. You click it, you hold hands, and you jam with your neighbor. We'll be right back. Hey, honey, you trying to start your business? Are you entrepreneur? You entrepreneur, honey? You entrepreneur? Get your tail over to the Instagram page of Saturday Avenue Art. We have something for you. We have amazing website graphics. We have logos. We have pricing charts. We have business cards. Anything that you want to convey to your customers with a thought behind it, we can make that thought an entire experience, honey. I'm talking colors, Wonderland, all those things. And we don't stop at your business. You can take us all home with you, too. We have wall art for your home. We have all types of wall decals and different statues and things. If you want to blow up your life with color, head on over to Saturday Avenue Art on Instagram. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm telling you. Look, my hands are up. I've done all I can do. Let's get into the show. Hey, everybody. We are back on the Pamela Roxanne Show. I still have my lovely two guests in the building. I have Shelly and Bree of the Shelly and Bree Experience. They are your favorite mother-daughter red carpet duo. Y'all still breathing over there? We still corona-free.
Yes, we are still hanging over here, being safe.
I have to take a walk around the pool for some fresh air.
I know that's right.
Ooh. Now, before we went to break, you said you had a story from the red carpet about Brie.
Oh, my gosh. It's really more about me. We went to a red carpet event.
It's our first event.
And, oh, my goodness. And it was great. It was wonderful. We're out there. We're setting up. You know, we're in the hustle and bustle. And, you know, we're getting our groove. And all of a sudden, I don't know if it's because I didn't eat. I don't know, because the atmosphere was pretty good. You know, I don't know if it's because, you know, that menopause want to hit soon, whatever it is. But, Pamela, I got extra hot. And I mean extra hot. Pamela, and I don't know if it's like I said, and I had eaten. Pamela, I start stripping. Okay? I start stripping right there. I got dizzy. I was getting ready to throw up. And I'm the one who do the interviews, and Bree, she's behind the camera. So I'm the one who has, you know, the questions and everything set up. And so I turn to Bree, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sick. Oh my gosh, I'm getting ready to fall down. And literally, I don't know, my hair got
out there. It was
laid and nice.
Pamela,
it starts standing up. I felt like I had a toupee on. I had to lift it up. So I just started stripping right there. I had took my shoes off. And so the other red carpet host, they're turning around and they're looking at me and they're like, what is going on? My shoes are off right now. And so Bree's
like, are you okay?
And so Bree's like, go, because by now I'm making a little small scene because, you know, I'm taking off everything. So Bree's like, she's like, go, just go. So I'm going to try to find the bathroom, which in turn I have to leave Bree there to do the interview. So now she has to try to hold the phone to try to capture the interview. She has none of the questions because I have the questions in my head. So she's trying to throw out questions, and, you know, and then she's texting me like, where are you? So this was our first lovely, wonderful experience. When you look at the video online, it looks like we just like, yeah, we got it going on. But that was our first experience, and we did a lot of listening that day to try to regroup and get everything together again. But when you look at it, it's like, okay, that was the first experience. What can go wrong after that? We can only go up. I bet you I've learned to keep me some food. water and to wear comfortable shoes and to be cool.
I know that's right. And see, that's why I keep a pocket full of ones for just those occasions when you see someone too hot in the corner taking it all off.
I was all sitting on the floor. It was a mess.
I was on the floor and I'm like, I am dying. And
Bree's
like, oh my God, just leave.
It was a hot mess. It was a hot mess, but that was wrong. You didn't have to say that.
Well, you got the hot mess out your system. Everybody gets one.
Hot mess.
And you guys can check in on all of the hot mess on their Instagram page. I saw you guys had met Erica Alexander. We all know her from Living Single. Yes, I seen that you interviewed Michael K. Williams.
I enjoyed interviewing him.
Yeah,
he was fun. I think my favorite interview was Trevor.
Was Trevor that was your favorite interview?
He is very charismatic.
He was a lot of fun to interview, and we are so looking forward to getting back out there and being able to put, you know, more interviews under our belt and hit more celebrity events. We have had such a great time working together as producers and content creators and red carpet hosts. It's been a blast. I really can say.
Can you guys tell me a little bit more about I Can Hear You, the web series, so that the listeners can get a good feel for it and so they know what they're clicking?
Yeah, so my series, I Hear You, is on YouTube. I was going to say on web series. It's on YouTube. You can find it if you search I Hear You Web TV. But I Hear You is about five friends. Three of them are deaf. No, two. Wait, how many
are deaf, two hearing?
Hey, I forgot. Three of them are deaf and two are hearing. And so they become friends after being thrust into a class project. And so through their friendship, they find that it's actually hard to attain that friendship because of the culture differences and the language barriers between them. So they're always in some type of, like, conflict with each other. But at the end of the day, they find that through their differences, they're really not that different, and that they all strive for the same thing, which is to be loved, respected, and heard as they navigate their way through young adulthood.
That's amazing. And you wrote that, and all who's the writer, who's the producer? It's a together type of deal?
Yes, we actually produced it together, and we wrote a couple of episodes, and then we had writers come in as well. One of the things that I'm most proud of is because it's a project that includes deaf talent, we had deaf talent in front of the camera and behind the camera. So we actually had a deaf writer on staff as well. Two of them who wrote episodes as well. So it was a great experience. It's been a great experience, and we look forward to getting back to that.
That's amazing. I'll make sure I put the link to the episodes in the description so you guys can go out and watch that. That sounds really dope.
Thank you.
How did you, do you both know how to sign?
No, just me.
No, I'm still, I just got really well or halfway well at doing my thing without fumbling my fingers 6 to 7 to 10 times.
Right. Don't start no gang wars out here.
So, no, our fluent signer is Bree.
And how did you learn to sign, Bree?
The short version is, what is the short version? I was first introduced to it formally my 7th grade year, but I didn't become, like, active in learning the language until I took it up in college my sophomore year. And so after taking it up in college as a foreign language for my graduation choir, I just kept going, and I just never stopped. And I just became active in the deaf community, met a lot of deaf people, a lot of them were deaf talent. And, I just kept going. And after I graduated, I entered an interpreter training program, and I just finished in June. Well, yeah, that's almost a year ago.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I finished in June 2019, and now I'm in pursuit of trying to become a nationally certified interpreter, you know, whenever Rona lets me go back outside to go finish my professional development.
That's really wonderful.
Thank you.
It really is. And before we get out of here, you guys, I want to ask you, because I know so many mother-daughter relationships where they can't even be in the same room together. Do you have advice for those types of relationships?
You know, that's really funny. We get that question all of the time. And I know it sounds very cliche, but I think one of the greatest things in a mother-daughter relationship is the respect. And especially as your child becomes older, as a mother, you really have to turn your eye and train your eye to not see a child, but just to see your child. I have a child, but she is not a child. She is an adult. And so I had to train my eye to see her as an adult. She's not going to see eye to eye with me all the time. I have to respect her decisions. There are some things that we think differently on, and I have to look at you as my fellow woman now. My child, but not a child. And that's one of the things that helps to keep our relationship balanced and helps us to really hear one another and for our relationship to become stronger.
Beautifully put.
You say yeah.
You want to add anything to that, Bri?
Yeah, I agree that it's really just about respect because at the end of the day, like, I understand that this is not my house and I can get kicked out at any time. I'm gonna
help. Speak on it.
So, just remembering that. You know, at the end of the day, like, it's still my mother, and it's still, not so much that I have rules, but I still have to respect, like, her house rules if I want to have a place to stay. And so, yeah, I definitely disagree that it's just about the respect. And I just think really that's just what it is, because I just have a very, like, high respect for my parents, and I just, you know,
but yeah, this is, I guess
that I can really elaborate. It just comes down to the fact that when you really have respect for somebody, you just don't. Odds will happen, but you don't want to do anything to make unnecessary odds happen. Yeah.
Beautifully put.
Yeah, true. And that goes both ways.
Now, I'm going to put your Instagram and the link to your web series in the description to this episode. I want to thank you guys so much for stopping by this party.
Oh, thank you. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Got a glimpse of the crazy.
Okay, I love it.
You guys stay on the line. I'm going to say goodbye to these people in my house.
Okay.
All right. Everybody, thank you for listening this week, and we will have another episode hear you fresh and new for you next week. Thank you again to Shelly and Bri. Make sure you go into the description and click on everything I have linkable, and make sure that you jam and bob your head to whatever's about to play.